Welcome to the ULM Forum. I'm Jay Curtis. I have a chance to talk to two guests today, both of them with new job titles. In just a moment, we'll talk with the new ULM interim president, Dr. Stephen Richters. Right now, I have a chance to sit down with Miss Louisiana 2010, newly crowned last Saturday night, Miss Kelsey Crane. Welcome to the ULM Forum.
Hey, glad to be here.
Glad to have you here. It's so exciting, I guess, again, to have another ULM student crowned Miss Louisiana. You're walking in some big footsteps to follow Catherine Putnam. Congratulations, and we're so glad to have you here.
Well, thank you so much. And to quote Catherine, she said Saturday night, "You don't have big shoes to fill." She said, "Make your own shoes." And she said, "You're going to do a great job." So that's really good advice going in.
That's very encouraging. That sounds just like Catherine. Tell us a little bit about Kelsey Crane, because as a newcomer to the Miss Louisiana system, not a lot of people knew a whole lot about you.
Right. I actually went in with the mindset of my goal was top 10. And that way I told everyone, you know, let's have our goal as top 10. That way, if we do better, we'll be excited. And if I don't, then no one will be disappointed. And needless to say, we were exceeded our expectations with Saturday night's happenings. But, you know, I am a Monroe native. I've lived here my entire life. I went to Swartz Elementary and then Washtenaw Junior High and graduated from Washtenaw High School. And I also teach at the local dance school, Missy Crane Dance Studios. I'm a senior company member there. And I've been here all my life. I'm involved in the community, and so I'm excited to be able to represent our state on a statewide level and to really travel and get to meet people all over and not just in Monroe.
But also to continue to represent the University of Louisiana at Monroe. You're a kinesiology major.
Yes, I'm a kines major and pre-physical therapy. So I'm excited to represent the kines department as well, because that really ties in with my platform, Heart for the Arts. And that's something that's really dear to my heart. And so that's exciting as well. And as Miss Louisiana, I will take a year off of school to travel and to be able to promote my message throughout the state. But I look forward to coming back next year.
We'll still call you a ULM student,
good,
I promise.
Good, I'm glad.
Also, a little bit of history, too. You're the first Miss ULM to be crowned Miss Louisiana since in a couple of decades.
I believe it was 81 was the last time, and that's when it was Miss NLU. So it's been a long time, and that's really exciting for the university. I know that's something that I want to be able to really still come to the events and represent the university as Miss Louisiana.
Also, you were in good company having a ULM graduate, Miss Natchitoches City of Lights, Erica Durr, but also Miss Monroe, who is a former Miss ULM, Hope Anderson.
Yes.
So the three of you plus Catherine all representing ULM very well.
Thank you. Thank you.
What about ULM has prepared you to be Miss Louisiana? And ultimately, we're going to say it, to be Miss America.
Well, anything at ULM, all of my classes, especially speech classes, we were talking before about interview and how you can never really know what to expect going in, but just being able to be comfortable in front of people, to talk in front of people and be comfortable in the media is really important. And also, I had a great preparation team at ULM. It was a great first title because my director, Joni Williams, worked really hard. She went above and beyond to make sure that I was ready for Miss Louisiana. They got mock interviews together for me, any interview discussions. Dr. Kevin Hunter, I got to meet with him a lot. And if you've ever talked to him before, you feel like after you speak with him, you're way more knowledgeable than you were before. So
your IQ gets raised by hanging out
exactly.
with him. That works out. I was hearing Saturday night, even after right after the crowning, was that you have a huge background in movement. You've been dancing since probably you could walk.
Yeah.
But also, you know, when you think of in terms of fitness for physical fitness in swimsuit or evening gown, that's largely a movement-based kind of thing. What about interview? What kinds of things did you do to get ready for this?
Right. And for talent and swimsuit, those are things that you're kind of in control of. You can rehearse and you know how you're going to do. You know when you get on that stage whether you're going to hit your turns or not. But as far as interview goes, that's something you never really can be fully prepared for because you don't know exactly what they're going to ask, whether it be current events questions or personal questions. But knowing the preparation team that I have, the board of directors that I have, I know that I'll be fully prepared at Miss America, just as I was at Miss Louisiana. I had a great team behind me, and it really boils down to just being comfortable in front of people and being able to handle yourself in the media, to develop opinions and be able to back them, and really just being yourself, because I think that's the most important thing, is they want to know you.
Now, your platform coming into the job of Miss Louisiana is Heart for the Arts. Tell us how that came about.
Well, I wanted to do something that I was passionate about, and whenever I did Miss ULM, they told me that you had to have your platform. And so it was really an easy choice for me. I've been dancing since I was three. So to do something for the arts, I guess it's a way for me to kind of pay it forward, because the arts have opened so many opportunities for me. So for me to be able to get a chance to be an ambassador for that, and to really talk about the opportunities that I've had and the doors that it's opened for me, and to share that with others, I think that's something that's going to be really special, and that I look forward to sharing that message across the state.
I'll have to ask you a background question there. What was it that drew you to the concept of pageants? Having been a dancer and having been on stage so much over the course of your life, what attracted you to the Miss America system?
They have this misconception, a lot of people, about pageants, that it's just a beauty thing. And that's something that really drew me into the Miss America system, is that it's a pageant with substance. It promotes service and being a servant to the state, being a volunteer. And so that's something that really hit home with me, knowing that I was able to share a message, to have a voice. And I think that's something that really makes the Miss America pageant stand out from any other.
Now, working with the Miss America system, as Miss Louisiana, you are also a representative for the Children's Miracle Network. Tell us a little bit about that.
The Children's Miracle Network is partnered with the Miss America organization. Any title holder is able to raise money for the hospitals, and I look forward to being able to travel the state and to visit the hospitals. That's something I haven't had a chance to do yet, so I really look forward to that. As Miss ULM, my fundraiser, we did a fundraiser event in February, and it was called Kids for Kids, and we held a dance clinic here at ULM. The kids were able to learn a dance and then perform at halftime of the ULM basketball game. So that's something really special for them to know that they also have a part in helping to raise money to help other kids.
As you look, I guess really tomorrow would be celebrating your first week on the new job. Look back at the first week and then look ahead. I know Miss America in January seems like a long way away. It'll be here before you know it. Look back over the week and then tell us what's going on for you in the next coming weeks.
Well, you know, I spent the first few days just pinching myself, trying to figure out if this is really real. The next day on Sunday, we jumped right in with interviews and press conferences, and they really just had me jump right into the job, and I was excited about that and ready to do that. They have lots of things coming up for me. Right now, it's a lot of paperwork. You have to have that turned in the first 2 weeks after being crowned to get ready for Miss America. And we have everything from trainers to pictures to hair to makeup, you know, anything and everything you need to get ready for Miss America. They're willing to help you and to get you ready. So,
and it started now. And in the coming weeks, what's coming up next for you?
After we finish the paperwork, it will start right away with appearances. And so I'll be able to travel, and we have the Miss Mississippi pageant coming up. So I'll be able to meet Miss Mississippi and Miss Alabama before I go. And then also our new Miss Louisiana's outstanding teen, Brooke Hotard, was crowned this past weekend as well. And she will compete in Miss America's outstanding teen in Orlando in August. So I'll be able to travel and to see her. So we have lots of things in store for me for the next couple of months.
Well, we wish you the best over the course of the year, and certainly Miss America in January.
Thank you so much.
Miss Louisiana 2010, Kelsey Crane, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you.
Also, someone else starting a new job over the course of this summer, but the much bigger job as interim president of the University of Louisiana at Monroe, my guest, Dr. Stephen Richters. Welcome to the program, sir.
Good morning. Thank you.
We're glad to have you here. You were here for the crowning of Miss Louisiana on Saturday night and able to see Miss ULM become Miss Louisiana. That had to have been exciting.
That was a fabulous event. We really enjoyed watching Kelsey. My wife and I were there, and it was so exciting. The support that the crowd had for Kelsey, the internet support we had, along with Kelsey, we had three former Miss ULMs in the top 10, but Kelsey was just wonderful.
It was an exciting evening for everybody, and you had just come back from a trip to Baton Rouge, where the board voted to make you the interim president of ULM.
Yeah, it was a very exciting time for me. Not only did they make me interim president, but Dr. Frank Pogue was made president of Grambling, so it was exciting for both of us.
So a big day for higher education in Northeast Louisiana. Well, what are some goals you have over just the course of the next several months? I know the board is looking to have a new president named as soon as the end of the year, but what happens in the meantime?
Well, you know, basically my first job is to be a good steward for the university. At the same time, I need to ensure that there's a very smooth transition from this president to the next. I intend to work very hard to ensure that the university continues to build on the remarkable success of the past 8 years.
And what are some challenges you think that the university, obviously budget is one of the biggest ones, but what are some challenges the university faces right now in this time between presidents?
Well, the significant challenges here is, of course, the budget. Everything points to the budget. I believe we have our budget set for this year, so we're in pretty good shape for 2010-2011. So it will be a pretty normal year. We'll be teaching the students. The students will go to class. They'll travel. Our faculty will travel. It'll be a pretty normal year. At the same time, we'll be planning for the eventualities that may occur in 2011.
And that's really, because that's the year that, as far as the state budget goes, where some of the stimulus money drops off.
Yeah, the stimulus money drops off, and for us, it could be anywhere from a $5 to a $20 million shortfall. Unless, of course, the state ameliorates this over a couple years' time. It's to be determined.
The good news is that there are a lot of processes in place looking at what's going to happen. If there's a huge cut, then what happens?
Yeah, we've had a very broad-based process on this campus for 2 years to address it. We've had one significant round of reductions last year, and we're preparing for eventualities for next year. But our broad-based process involves faculty, staff, and it also involves students. The students stepped up last year. They passed a special fee, a two-year fee, to provide monies to help us through the process, through these tight times. And we very much appreciate the students helping to formulate a solution to the problem.
Okay, well, we can backtrack just a little bit here because a lot of people may not be familiar with your background. You came on as provost when Dr. Cofer became president in 2002, but you're a longtime resident of the area, too.
Yes, I came to the university in 1994 as the head of the Department of Mathematics. I did that job for 7 years. When the president came in 2002, he asked me to serve as interim, and 6 months later asked me to serve as permanent provost.
And what was your background before coming to ULM in 94?
Prior to coming to ULM, my educational background is I graduated from a community college in Connecticut. I went to one of the better liberal arts colleges in the country for my four-year degree, and I did my master's and PhD at Brown University from the Ivy League. So I've had a pretty wide range in terms of background. I've worked at, taught at regional universities, I taught at private schools, and I came to ULM in 1994 basically to find a good solid place to raise my children.
Well, the university is certainly very fortunate to have you and to have you with your background in mathematics in the job that handles a lot of the finances of the university. You've had a view of that really since Dr. Cofer came along, and like you said, it is the budget is a process.
Yeah, for us, when we started in 2002, the university was in somewhat of a downturn. Our first budget process was interesting. It was rather confusing. And as we reworked the budget, we focused it squarely on academics. I think the university has gone through a remarkable transformation in the last 8 years. Dr. Cofer was just wonderful at what he did. But at the same time, we've been through a number of crises. We had our initial crisis where we needed to begin to turn around the finances and the university, the look of the university, the feel of the classrooms, the attitudes of the faculty and students. But then we ran into several hurricanes, other budget cuts, and so we've been in crisis mode as a university for, you know, almost 8 years now. And I think that in perspective, the latest crisis, although it's difficult, I think when you look at our history of dealing with crises, the university is well suited to attack this problem also and solve it.
Well, we look forward to your stewardship over the time until a new president is named, and we hope we'll be able to talk with you some along the process. There is a link on the homepage of the ULM website at ulm.edu that has a link to the Board of Governors search page, so people can find a little more information on that. We look forward to talking with you about that a little bit along the way.
Thank you very much.
Also, on campus still this summer, very busy July on the way with lots of prep.
Yeah, everybody thinks that the university becomes very quiet in the summer, but we have prep. Our new students are coming on campus.
Might be a few more parking places over the summer.
A few more parking places, but only if you get here early. We've got camps, we've got cheerleader camps, we've got band camps. So it actually is a very, very busy time for the summer. And also we have preparation for next year. There's a significant preparation, you know, getting ready for the coming year. You know, everything's focusing right now on August 15th when the faculty come back and we really begin the process for next year.
Well, Dr. Richters, thank you so much for your time today. We look forward to talking with you more in the future.
Thank you for having me.
Provost Dr. Stephen Richters has been named the interim president of the University of Louisiana at Monroe. This is the ULM Forum. Comments or questions about the show can be emailed to woodard@ulm.edu or send them to ULM Forum, care of KEDM Public Radio, 250 Stubbs Hall, 401 Bayou Drive, Monroe, Louisiana, 71209. Podcasts of the ULM Forum are available online at kedm.org in the listening room.